We have been reminding you of a very important prophecy of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which should be of concern to every Christian, every Hindu, every Buddhist, every Jew, in addition to all the followers of the Prophet alayhi wa sallam. Every human being should be very concerned about this prophecy, which was made more than 1400 years ago by a man living in the desert of Arabia. He said that a time will come when time will move faster and yet faster, that a whole year will pass and it would appear to have been just like a month, and a whole month will pass like a week, and a whole week will pass like a day, and a whole day would pass like the amount of time it takes to kindle a fire. This ominous prophecy indicates to us something very, very strange, that it is not time that is going to be moving faster, not at all. Time in this world is connected with the moon, with the stages of growth and stages of decline of the moon. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confirms that in the Quran. And He says in the Quran that He gave us the moon لِتَعْلَمُوا عَدَدَ السِّنِينَ وَالْحِسَابِ لِتَعْلَمُوا عَدَدَ السِّنِينَ وَالْحِسَابِ, that you'll be able to count the years and you'll be able to measure in the system of time. And there has been no change in the moon, not at all. For thousands of years, the moon is still the same way. A whole month would pass either in 29 days or in 30 days. That has not changed. The full moon still comes on time. So it's not time which is moving faster at all. Rather, it is our perception of time moving faster. And why is this perception in the heart that time is moving faster? You can ask the Darul Uloom if you want. You can ask the scholars of Islam, ask the Shuyukh, ask the Maulanas, and in particular ask those who declare that Imran Hussein is misguided and this and don't listen to Imran Hussein, and they shut the doors of the masjid on me. Ask them as well, why is there a perception of time moving faster? Ask those who belong to the sectarian movements and are obstinately attached to their sectarian movement. They say we are Brelvi, and Imran says, I am not Brelvi. They say they are Deobandi, and Imran says, I am not Deobandi. I am not a part of any of your sectarian movements. My identity is I am a Muslim. And that was the identity of my teacher, Maulana Fadlur Rahman Ansari Rahimahullah. And that was the identity of his teacher, Dr. Iqbal. And when Imam al-Mahdi comes, alayhi salam, the Imam will say, I am Muslim. That's all. So ask them. Go and ask them all, what is the explanation of this perception from the heart that time is moving faster and faster? Here is my answer. And when I offer a view of my own, I always insist that you should not accept my view unless you are convinced that I am correct. because I don't want to leave behind me gramophone records. People who simply repeat uncritically anything they hear from me. May Allah protect me from such kind of students. I want those who will critically assess using their intellect, using their capacity to think, to assess what I give, what I teach, my views. And only when they are convinced that I am correct, only then they should accept it. Because that's the way my teacher trained me. The Darul Uloom does not train their students that way at all. So here is my view. My view is that the heart perceives time moving faster and faster because the heart is no longer beating in harmony with the system of time that Allah has ordained. I call that a sacred system of time. And in that system of time, the month is counted, the years are counted by the moon. In that system of time, a month is either 29 days or 30 days. Let me repeat one more time what I did in the last video. That Nabi Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam was having significant difficulties with his wives. Even he. So he did something extraordinary. He announced to his wives, I'm going to part from all of you for 1 month. That is very strange and significant. And he secluded himself from all his wives for 1 month. They could not come to him. They could not meet him. When the 29th day had ended, he came out of his khalwa, of his seclusion, and he went to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. When she saw him, she said, why have you come? The month is not yet ended. Yes, Aisha is still young. Why have you come? The month has not yet ended. He said, Aisha, radiallahu ta'ala anha, the month sometimes has 29 days and sometimes 30 days. These were the words of our Prophet. And so a Muslim, so long as he is faithful to the system of time, which has come from Allah and which our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has just explained, a Muslim will never depart from a system of time in which a month is either 29 days or 30 days. Now then, do I need to proceed further? Do I need to remind you what you have done, the whole world of Islam? And there is not a single Darul Uloom anywhere in the world which is raising the standard of resisting this abandonment of the system of time which has come from Allah. And yet they close the doors of the masjid on me shamelessly. It's time for me to speak out. And if my language is harsh now, it's because I have tried and tried and tried and tried and I have failed. They will not listen to me. So they will have to stand now and prepare themselves for the strong language which is coming from me. I'm just one man, just one voice. But if it is the voice of truth, it will shatter, by Allah's leave, all those who seek to rival the truth. And this is the truth. That the whole world, not just the world of Islam, the whole world has abandoned the system of time which has come from Allah. And the whole world has embraced a system of time which has come from modern Western civilization. From Dajjal's modern Western civilization, in which we are now told a month can have 28 days. Amazing. And a man can have 29 or 30 days, and a man can also have 31 days. And we have all accepted this load of rubbish, and we are living with it comfortably. We eat our biryani and go home and sleep, while uncritically accepting a new system of time which has come from that civilization. More than that, yes, we are leaving Pakistan to go and live there. That's heaven, and this is hell. Who wants to live in Pakistan? This is hell. No. Los Angeles and Miami, that's heaven. That's the sheep and the cattle and the goats and the camels that we now have in the world, who have said goodbye to the Quran. But not all of them. MashaAllah. There are Pakistanis now in Britain who are returning to Pakistan. And I am so happy with that. They are listening to me. And they will listen to these lectures in this Ramadan. And even more of them are going to say, we are packing up and we're going back home. And I say, come back to Pakistan. Come back to Pakistan and teach the people in Pakistan who are packing their suitcases to go abroad, to live abroad, because that is not heaven. That is hell. The Prophet said that Dajjal will come with two things. He'll come with a river and a fire. But his river is a fire, and his fire is the cool waters of a river. And so Dajjal will take the road to heaven and make it look like the road to hell. And Dajjal will take the road to hell and make it look like the road to heaven. And so now that we have understood that we have betrayed the truth, we have betrayed the Quran, we have betrayed the system of time that Allah has ordained for us, because all of us have accepted this rubbish that has come from the Vatican, from a Pope in the Vatican, that a day can have 28, a month can have 28 days. And all of us have accepted this load of rubbish which has come from the Vatican. I have Roman Catholic friends, and they're not going to be happy when they hear me speak like this. But you are my friends. I know your hearts are good people. So I have to teach you. Your Vatican has made a mistake, and you should not be offended when I point out a mistake which has been made, as I am not offended when you point out that I have made a mistake. All of us make mistakes. Iqbal says only stones don't make mistakes. That we have accepted a system of time in which a man can have 31 days. And this is my view, that we are perceiving time moving faster and faster because we have departed from the system of time ordained by Allah, and we are living with a system of time which has come from Dajjal. This is my view. And my further view is that if you have this perception in your heart that time is moving faster and faster, Dajjal is taking you for a ride. And at the end of that ride, you will become a jasad, like he is a jasad. If you don't understand what I'm talking about, then please read my book, The Quran, Dajjal, and the Jasad, because the word jasad is in the Quran. It is an automaton. You are being transformed from a human being who has freedom inside of him, freedom to think, freedom to choose, a self-directed will. And you are being transformed now into another kind of human being that I describe as an automaton, meaning you no longer think for yourself, others think for you. You no longer choose for yourself, others choose for you. They have a lovely term for that in English. They call it brainwashing. And in French, they call it lavage de cerveau. Brainwashing. And that's where we are today. I don't know whether your Darul Uloom will agree with me, but it doesn't matter to me anymore what the Darul Uloom says. I have spoken long enough and they don't want to listen to me, so I'm moving forward. My language is harsh now. I'm close to 80 years of age by the sun and 82 by the moon. I have been teaching Islamic eschatology for 20, 25 years now, and they know it. But they reject me, and they close the doors of the masjid on me. And so I'm moving on. And my students are moving on. We don't want to become automatons. We do not want Dajjal to transform us into jasads. What should we do? This is where we ended on the last occasion. And on this occasion, we are reminding you that Allah will always have a door open for us of escape. Yes. And He says in the Quran, بَعَدَ أُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And whosoever strives and struggles in our way, meaning to be faithful to the truth, we will open the door for them. A door to success, a door for escape. And so whether you are a Christian and you're listening to me, and many Christians are now listening to me, or you are a Jew and you're listening to me, and there are Jews who are listening to me, and they write to me. Whether you are Hindu and you're listening to me, and there are Hindus in India who are listening to me and who are writing to me. And if you're a Buddhist as well, whatever you are, this is my message to you. That if you perceive time moving faster, you have to look for a solution to that problem. We have a solution in this community. Allah has sent a book, the Quran, which is a recitation. And it is in the correct and proper recitation of this book that the heart will be healed and you will no longer perceive time moving faster and you'll be able to block Dajjal from destroying your internal freedom, your capacity to think for yourself, and your capacity to choose for yourself, so that others don't think for you and for your children, and others don't become a people who brainwash you. We have this from the Quran. You must now search, if you are a Christian, search whether you have a means to resolve the problem. If you cannot resolve the problem and your heart is still perceiving time moving faster and yet faster, you are in trouble. I'm telling you as a Christian. And if you do not have a solution, then I invite you, come. Come to us. You do not have to join the Ummah, the Prophet, become a follower of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. No, just learn the Arabic language and recite this Quran. But you must accept that this Quran is the word of the one God. If you do not accept that the Quran is the word of the one God and you're reciting it, what can it do for you? But I am so happy. I am so happy that there are so many Christians now in the Orthodox Christian world who are now drawing closer and yet closer to the Quran. And some of them are writing to me and saying to me, Sheikh, we accept that this Quran is the word of the one God. Yes. And there are so many Christians now in the Orthodox Christian world who are drawing closer and closer yet to Prophet Muhammad. Allah's blessings be upon him. So I say to you, my brother, if you do not have the means to be able to solve the problem of your heart perceiving time moving faster and faster, then come to the Quran. In our next session, we'll explain how the Quran can solve that problem. Thank you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.